Show which of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas fell away, to go to his own place. And they drew lots between them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the apostles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today, children, is the feast of the apostle St. Matthias. He is the one who replaced Judas in the apostolic ministry, which established the infant church. Now, Judas, as most of you know, was chosen by Christ for this position. He was chosen to be an apostle. And because of that, he walked around with Christ all the time. He lived with him. He was a Jew who knew that he was supposed to be waiting for the Messiah. And when the Messiah did come, he was chosen to be one of his closest friends. He did everything with him for a long period of time. They ate together, they talked together, they traveled about together. He saw all the miracles that Jesus did. He saw the prophecies of the coming Messiah being fulfilled. He knew that Christ was the Son of God. And yet, Judas still betrayed Christ. He gave into his own greed, and he despaired and hung himself. That left his very important ministry behind, leaving it for someone else to take up his duties. But Christ's church, as we all know, is so much bigger than just one person. It's so much bigger than any one of us, and it was so much bigger even in its early days than Judas, you know, because it's something that is run by God himself. And someone would come along to take his place, and that person was St. Matthias. St. Matthias was one of the 72 disciples. He too had walked with our Lord. He had been there from the time that our Lord was baptized in the River Jordan by St. John the Baptist. And even though he walked with him and saw miracles, he wasn't as close to Christ as Judas was. But he still knew enough, and he had enough faith in his heart to know that this was God and that he was willing to do whatever Christ wanted him to do. So, after he became an apostle, St. Matthias started out on his journey, which, like all the other apostles, was to take him far and wide all over the world to spread the faith of Christ. He taught the gospel in many really dangerous areas. He even taught amongst people who were cannibals. That is, they're people that would eat other people. Really, really bad guys. But he wasn't too afraid. He still went in there ready to do whatever it took to spread the gospel of Christ, trusting in God all the way, willing to even give up his very life for Christ. And one day, in the year 80 AD, he finally did give up his life for Christ, being crucified for him in the defense of the Holy Gospel. So, now we think of ourselves. What can we learn from St. Matthias, this great preacher that went around all over the world spreading the new church? Well, you see, like St. Matthias, we are all also called to fill someone else's position, fill a void left by those who were unfaithful, every one of us. Yet the void that was left for us was not a void that was left by any one person, but instead a void up in heaven left by those angels who fell when they betrayed God, just like Judas had. We're all supposed to take a place for ourselves in heaven to be with God for forever. And how do we do this? How do we get ourselves to heaven? We do it by loving God and doing whatever duties he gives us as well as we possibly can for his greater honor and glory. You see, this is exactly what St. Matthias did. He didn't necessarily want to be with the apostles. That was a great burden to carry. That was a great responsibility for him to start up the new Catholic Church by going around You know, he wasn't initially chosen by Christ, but God chose him afterwards. And even though it was a very big responsibility, St. Matthias didn't shy away. Instead, he took on that responsibility and he went out and did his duty. And he did it very, very well. And when he was preaching, he really made sure that he strengthened himself. How did he do that? He strengthened himself by offering little sacrifices throughout the day, offering up little things that would mortify his flesh, mortify the things that he wanted to do so he could choose more often to do God's will. And it's the same example that we get from St. Therese, our patron for this Lent. She too mortified her senses so she could be more and one with God's will, and she did her duties that God had chosen her to do very well. Now, she may not have gone out and preached all over far-off lands, but her duties were much more like ours, doing the little things in her life. So when you have to clean your room, or help with the chores, or do dishes, or any number of things that your parents may ask you to do, it's not simply just an asking to do something, but that's actually what God's will for you is. That's what God wants you to do right then and there. And you, like St. Therese, like St. Matthias, can gain incredible amounts of graces just by saying yes right away, doing what you're told, and doing it as an offering for God, offering it all up. And all the while, by submitting yourself to God's will and all these little things, you too are being like St. Matthias and St. Therese and mortifying yourself, because you're giving up a little bit of your own will. You are giving up what you might want to do. Maybe you want to go outside and play, but your mom says not until after you clean all the dishes. Well, that's going against your own will, but if you do it well and do it right away, you're making a sacrifice. You're doing God's will first. And that's what we're all called to do. We're all called to do these things well, and we're all called to fill that void in heaven. So let's ask St. Therese and St. Matthias to give us all the help that we can to follow in their footsteps, to do our part, our little parts well, all throughout our lives. And one day, we too might be able to join them in that little empty space reserved for us now with God forever in heaven. May God bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.